Chapter the 41st. Verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of 2 years of days that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. 2. And behold, out of the river there came up 7 kine, beautiful to the sight, and fat in flesh, and they fed in the sedge. 3. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, evil to the sight and thin in flesh, and stood by the kine upon the bank of the river. 4. And the kine evil to the sight and thin in flesh did eat up the 7 kine beautiful to the sight and fat, and Pharaoh awoke. 5. And he slept and dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk, fat and good. 6. And behold, 7 ears thin and parched, with the east wind sprang up after them. 7. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 fat and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. 8. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, and no one interpreted these things to Pharaoh. 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my sins this day. 10. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in the custody of the house of the captain of the guards, me and the chief baker. 11. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each one according to the interpretation of his dream. 12. And there was with us there a Hebrew boy, servant to the captain of the guards. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each according to his dream he did interpret. 13. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored to my office, and him he hanged. 14. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the pit, and he shaved and changed his garments, and came unto Pharaoh. 15. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and no one interpreteth it. And I have heard say of thee, that when thou hearest a dream, thou canst interpret it. 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall answer peace to Pharaoh. 17. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, In my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. 18. And behold, out of the river there came up 7 kine, fat in flesh and beautiful in form, and they fed in the sedge. 19. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them, thin and evil in form exceedingly, and lean in flesh, such as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt for badness. 20. And the lean and evil kine did eat the first 7 fat kine. 21. And they ate them up, and it was not known that they had eaten them up. And their appearance was bad, as in the beginning. And I awoke. 22. And I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears came up upon 1 stalk, full and good. 23. And behold, 7 ears withered, thin and parched, with the east wind, sprang up after them. 24. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 good ears. And I told it unto the magicians, and no one telleth it to me. 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. What God is about to do, he hath shown to Pharaoh. 26. The 7 good kine are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. 27. And the 7 thin and evil kine that came up after them are 7 years, And the seven empty ears parched with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. 28. This is the word that I spake unto Pharaoh. What God doeth, he has caused Pharaoh to see. 29. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty in all the land of Egypt. 30. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. 31. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine after it, for it shall be very grievous. 32. And for that the dream was repeated unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the word is established by God, and God is hastening to do it. 33. And now let Pharaoh see a man intelligent and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. 34. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint governors over the land, and take the fifth of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of plenty. 35. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and heap up the corn under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them guard it. 36. And the food shall be for a store to the land against the 7 years of famine that shall be in the land of Egypt, and the land shall not be cut off in the famine. 37. And the word was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Shall we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God has caused thee to know all this, there is no one so intelligent and wise as thou. 40. Thou shalt be over my house, and thy mouth shall all my people kiss. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and clothed him in garments of fine linen, and put a necklace of gold upon his neck. 43. And he made him ride in the second chariot that he had. And they cried before him, Abrek! And he set him over all the land of Egypt. 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, for a woman. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. 46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from before Pharaoh, and passed over into all the land of Egypt. 47. And the earth made gatherings in the 7 years of plenty. 48. And he gathered together all the food of the 7 years that were in the land of Egypt, and put the food in the cities. The food of the field of the city which was round about it put he in the midst thereof. 49. And Joseph heaped up corn as the sand of the sea, exceeding much, until he ceased to number, because it was without number. 50. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the year of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, bare to him. 51. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. 52. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. 53. And the 7 years of plenty that was in the land of Egypt were ended. 54. And the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. And there was famine in all the lands, and in all the land of Egypt there was bread. 55. And all the land of Egypt was famished, and the people cried unto Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all Egypt, Go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. 56. And the famine was over all the face of the land. And Joseph opened all the storehouses, and sold to Egypt. And the famine was sore in the land of Egypt. 57. And all the earth came into Egypt to buy to Joseph, because the famine was sore in all the earth. The Contents, number 5191. In the internal sense of this chapter, the subject is the second state of the celestial of the spiritual, which is Joseph, namely, its elevation above what is of the natural or external man, and so above all the external knowledges therein, which are Egypt. Number 5192. Pharaoh is the natural in general, which was now at rest, and had left all things to the celestial of the spiritual, which is Joseph. The 7 years of plenty in the land of Egypt are the external knowledges to which good from the celestial of the spiritual can be applied. The 7 years of famine are the subsequent states, when there is nothing good in the external knowledges except what is from the divine celestial of the spiritual, which is from the Lord's divine human. These subjects are treated of in detail in what follows. The Internal Sense, number 5193, verses 1 to 4. And it came to pass at the end of 2 years of days that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, out of the river there came up 7 kine, beautiful to the sight, and fat in flesh. And they fed in the sedge. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, evil to the sight, and thin in flesh, and stood by the kine upon the bank of the river. And the kine, evil to the sight, and thin in flesh, did eat up the 7 kine, beautiful to the sight, and fat. And Pharaoh awoke. And it came to pass at the end of 2 years of days, signifies after a state of conjunction. And Pharaoh dreamed, signifies what was provided in regard to the natural. And behold, he stood by the river, signifies from boundary to boundary. And behold, out of the river, signifies that in the boundary, there came up 7 kine, signifies were truths of the natural. Beautiful to the sight, signifies that were of faith. And fat in flesh, signifies that were of charity. And they fed in the sedge, signifies instruction. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, signifies falsities of the natural also in the boundary. Evil to the sight, signifies that were not of faith, and thin in flesh, signifies nor of charity, and stood by the kine upon the bank of the river, signifies that they were in the boundaries where truths were. And the kine, evil to the sight, and thin in flesh, did eat up, signifies that the falsities which were not of faith nor of charity expelled. The 7 kine, beautiful to the sight and fat, signifies the truths of the natural that were of faith and of charity. And Pharaoh awoke, signifies a state of enlightenment. Number 5194. And it came to pass at the end of 2 years of days. This signifies after a state of conjunction of the sensuous things of the exterior natural with things of the interior natural, which has been treated of in the preceding chapter, As is evident from the signification of 2 years of days, or of the time of 2 years, namely, states of conjunction. For two signifies conjunction, and years and days signify states. That years have this signification can also be seen above, and also days. Two signifies conjunction because all things in general and in particular in the spiritual world, and consequently in the natural world, have reference to two things, namely good and truth. To the good that acts and flows in, and to the truth that is acted upon and receives. And because they have reference to these two, and nothing is produced unless these two make a one by a certain semblance of marriage, therefore conjunction is signified by two. Such a semblance of marriage is in each and all the things of nature and its three kingdoms, and without it nothing whatever comes into existence. For in order that anything may exist in nature, there must be heat and light. Heat in the natural world corresponding to the good of love in the spiritual world, and light corresponding to the truth of faith. These two, heat and light, must act as a one if anything is to be produced, and if they do not act as a one, as in winter time, nothing at all is produced. That this is also true spiritually is very plain in the case of man. Man has two faculties, the will and the understanding. The will being formed to receive spiritual heat, that is, the good of love and of charity, and the understanding to receive spiritual light, that is, the truth of faith. Unless these two make a one in man, nothing is produced, for the good of love without the truth of faith does not determine or qualify anything, and the truth of faith without the good of love does not affect anything. And therefore, in order that the heavenly marriage may be in a man, or that he may be in the heavenly marriage, these two must make a one in him. For this reason, the ancients compared each and all things in the world and in man to marriages. From this it is evident why two signifies conjunction. Number 5195. And Pharaoh dreamed. This signifies what was provided in regard to the natural, as is evident from the representation of Pharaoh, namely the natural, and from the signification of dreaming, namely a prediction of things to come, thus in the supreme sense, foresight. And being foresight, or what is foreseen, it is also providence, or what is provided, as the one does not exist without the other. For providence has regard to the succession of states to eternity, which cannot be provided for unless foreseen. To make provision for what is present, and not at the same time to foresee what is to come, and so not to make provision for the future during the present, would be devoid of end and order, and consequently devoid of wisdom and intelligence, thus not from the divine. Providence is predicated of good, and foresight of what is not good. Foresight cannot be predicated of good, because good is in the divine and comes forth from the divine itself and according to it. But it can be predicated of what is not good and what is evil. For this comes forth apart from the divine, from others who are contrary to the divine. Thus, as providence refers to good, it refers also to the conjunction of the natural with the celestial of the spiritual, which conjunction is the subject of this chapter, and therefore dreaming here signifies what is provided. Number 5196. And behold, he stood by the river. This signifies from boundary to boundary. As is evident from the signification of a river, here the river of Egypt or the Nile, namely a boundary. A river signifies a boundary because the great rivers, the Euphrates, the Jordan, and the Nile, and the sea too, were the furthest boundaries of the land of Canaan, And as the land of Canaan itself represented the Lord's kingdom, and hence all the places in it various things in this kingdom, the rivers consequently represented its furthest limits or boundaries. The Nile, or river of Egypt, represented the sensuous things subject to the intellectual part, thus the external knowledges derived from them. For these are the ultimates of the spiritual things of the Lord's kingdom. From boundary to boundary is signified here, because Pharaoh is said to have stood by the river, for Pharaoh represents the natural in general. To view anything from interior to ultimate is represented by standing beside the ultimate, as is the case in the spiritual world. And because there is then a view from boundary to boundary, that is what is signified by these words in the internal sense. Number 5197. And behold, out of the river. This signifies that in the boundary, as is evident from the signification of a river, namely a boundary. Out of the river denotes in the boundary, for they appeared there. Number 5198. There came up seven kine. This signifies were truths of the natural, as is evident from the signification of kine, namely truths of the natural, of which presently. There were seven, because seven signifies what is holy, and hence this number adds holiness to the subject. Moreover, the subject here is holy, for it is the further rebirth of the natural by its conjunction with the celestial of the spiritual. That kine or heifers signify truths of the natural may be seen from the fact that oxen and bullocks signify goods of the natural. For wherever in the word the male signifies good, the female signifies truth, and on the other hand, where the male signifies truth, the female signifies good. Hence it is that a cow signifies the truth of the natural, for an ox signifies its good. All beasts, whatever mentioned in the word, signify affections. Evil and useless beasts, evil affections, but gentle and useful ones, good affections. This signification results from representatives in the world of spirits, for when those in heaven are speaking about affections, in the world of spirits are represented beasts corresponding to those affections. This has often been granted me to see, and I have sometimes wondered why it was, but I perceived that the lives of beasts are nothing but affections, for they follow their affection from instinct devoid of reason, and so are led each to its own use. To these affections devoid of reason, no other bodily forms are suitable than those in which beasts are seen upon earth. Hence it is that when in heaven there is discourse about mere affections, ultimate forms of these affections appear that are similar to the bodily forms of such beasts. For these affections cannot be clothed with any other forms than those which correspond to them. I have also seen strange beasts which exist nowhere in the world, and which were the forms of unknown and mixed affections. This, then, is the reason why in the word beasts signify affections. But what affections are signified can be known only from the internal sense. That oxen signify the good of the natural may be seen in the passages cited above, and that kine signify truths of the natural may be seen from the passages in which they are mentioned. And also from the water of separation wherewith the sons of Israel were to be made clean, which was prepared from a red cow burned to ashes outside the camp, and with which cedar wood, hyssop, and double-dyed scarlet were mingled. When the meaning of this proceeding is disclosed by the internal sense, it is seen that a red cow signifies truth of the natural that was unclean, and was made clean by the burning and also by such things as are signified by cedar wood, hyssop, and double-dyed scarlet. The water therefrom represented the means of purification. Number 5199. Beautiful to the sight. This signifies that we're of faith, as is evident from the signification of beauty and of sight. Spiritual beauty is the affection of interior truth, and spiritual sight is faith. Hence, beautiful to the sight signifies the affection of the truth of faith. Spiritual beauty is the affection of interior truth, because truth is the form of good. Good itself, which is from the divine in heaven, is that from which angels have life. But the form of their life is given by the truths which are from this good. And yet beauty is not produced by the truth of faith, but by the affection itself within the truths of faith, which is from good. Beauty from the truth of faith alone is like that of a painted or sculptured face. But beauty from the affection of truth, which is from good, is like that of a living face animated by heavenly love. For such as is the love or affection that beams from the form of the face, such is the beauty. This is why the angels appear in ineffable beauty. From their faces beams forth the good of love through the truth of faith, which are not only visible, but are also perceptible from the spheres coming therefrom. The reason why the angels derive thence their beauty is that the universal heaven is a grand man, and corresponds to all things in man both in general and in particular, and therefore the man who is in the good of love, and hence in the truth of faith, is in the form of heaven, and consequently in the beauty of heaven, where the divine from the Lord is all in all. For this reason also, those in hell, being against good and truth, are horribly ugly, and in the light of heaven they appear not as men, but as monsters. The reason why spiritual sight is faith is that in the internal sense to look and to see mean to understand, and in a still more interior sense, to have faith. Number 5200. And fat in flesh. This signifies that we're of charity, as is evident from the signification of fat or fatness, namely, what is celestial and predicated of the good which is of love and charity, and from the signification of flesh, namely, the will vivified by good from the Lord. Thus also the good of love and charity. From this it follows that fat in flesh signifies that we're of charity, just as beautiful to the sight signifies that we're of faith. In this way, the truths of the natural, signified by kine, are described by their form and by their essence, their form consisting of the things of faith, and their essence of those of charity. That this is so does not appear from the literal sense. Number 5201. And they fed in the sedge. This signifies instruction, as is evident from the signification of feeding, namely, being instructed, see below. And from the signification of sedge, or the coarser grass that grows near rivers, namely, the external knowledges of the natural man. That grass or herbage denotes such knowledges is clear from the word. To feed in the sedge, therefore, is to be instructed in external knowledges, and thus to learn about truths and good. For external knowledges are means, and as it were mirrors, in which an image of interior things presents itself. And in this image, as in a mirror, are reflected and represented the truths and goods of faith, and consequently the things of heaven called spiritual. But this image, being interior, is not seen by any but those who are in faith from charity. This is what is signified in the true sense by feeding in the sedge. That to feed denotes to be instructed is plain from those places in the word where the word occurs, as in Isaiah. Then shall he give the rain for thy seed, wherewith thou sowest the land, and bread of the increase of the land, and it shall be fat and rich. In that day shall thy cattle feed in a broad meadow. Here, cattle denote those who are in good and truth. Feeding in a broad meadow denotes being abundantly instructed. In the same, I have given thee for a covenant of the people to restore the land, to apportion the wasted heritages, to say to the bound, Go forth. To them that are in darkness, be ye brought forth to view. They shall feed upon the ways, and on all hillsides shall be their pasture. This is said of the coming of the Lord. Feeding upon the ways denotes being instructed in truths. See above, that ways are truths. Pasture denotes the instruction itself. In Jeremiah, Woe unto the shepherds that destroy and scatter the flock of my pasture. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel against the shepherds that feed my people. Shepherds denote those who instruct, and the flock those who are instructed. Thus feeding denotes instructing. As it has become customary to call teachers pastors and learners a flock, it has also become common to speak of feeding when speaking of preaching, or of instruction from doctrine or from the word. But this is done by way of comparison, and not from the signification, as in the word. The reason why feeding has this signification in the word is that when instruction or doctrine from the word is spoken of in heaven, then in the world of spirits, where spiritual things appear naturally, there are seen meadows green with grass, herbage and flowers with flocks therein, and this with every variety according to what is being said in heaven about instruction and doctrine. In the same, I will bring back Israel to his habitation, that he may feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon the mountain of Ephraim and in Gilead. To feed on Carmel and Bashan denotes to be instructed in the goods of faith and of charity. Again, from the daughter of Zion all her honor is departed. Her princes are become like harts. They have not found pasture. In Ezekiel, I will feed them in a good pasture, and on the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be, and they shall lie down in a good fold, and on fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. In Hosea, Now will Jehovah feed them as a sheep in the breath. To feed them in the breath denotes to instruct in truths. That breath is truth may be seen above. In Micah, Thou Bethlehem Ephratah, out of thee shall he come forth unto me, who shall be ruler in Israel. He shall stand and shall feed in the strength of Jehovah. Again, feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thy heritage dwelling alone. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. In Zephaniah, the remains of Israel shall feed and be at rest, none making afraid. In David, the Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Again, it is he that hath made us, and not we, his people and the flock of his pastures. Or, therefore we are his people, and the flock of his pasture. In the Revelation, the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. In John, I am the door. By me, if any one enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. Again, Jesus said to Peter, Feed my lambs. And a second time, Feed my sheep. And a third time, Feed my sheep. Number 5202. And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river. This signifies falsities of the natural, also in the boundary. as is evident from the signification of kine, namely truths of the natural, whence it is that kine in the opposite sense are falsities. For most of the expressions in the word have an opposite sense, which is known from the true sense, and therefore, as in the true sense, kine are truths of the natural, in the opposite sense, they are falsities of the same kind, thus falsities in the natural. And from the signification of a river, namely a boundary. That they were in the boundary is plain also from their being said to have come up out of the river, for to come up is predicated of progression from what is exterior towards things interior. This matter must be explained, because it is the subject of what follows. In the preceding chapter, the subject was the exterior natural, and the things in it which belong to the class of the intellect, and those which belong to the class of the will. The former were received, and the latter rejected. Those belonging to the class of the intellect were represented by the butler, and those belonging to the class of the will by the baker. And because those belonging to the class of the intellect were received, they were also made subordinate to the interior natural. These were treated of in the previous chapter, and this was the beginning of the rebirth of the natural. In the present chapter, however, the subject is the influx of the celestial of the spiritual into those things of the natural which were retained, namely those of the intellectual part, signified by kine beautiful to the sight and fat and flesh. But as the natural cannot be reborn as to intellectual things alone, there were also things of the will. For in everything there must be something of the intellect, and at the same time something of the will, in order that it may be anything at all. And as the former will had been rejected, therefore a new one must flow in its place. This new will is from the celestial of the spiritual, which, with its influx into the natural, is treated of in this chapter. How it is with the natural in this state is described in the internal sense, that the truths in it were expelled by falsities, the natural being thus left to the celestial of the spiritual, which is signified by the good kine being eaten up by the evil kine, and by the full ears of corn being swallowed up by the empty ones, and afterward by Joseph making provision for all Egypt. But of the Lord's divine mercy, more will be said on these subjects in the following pages. They are, moreover, of such a nature as scarcely to come into the light of human understanding, for they are mysteries of regeneration, of which, though in themselves innumerable, man knows scarcely anything. From his early infancy to the end of his life in the world, and thereafter to eternity, the man who is in good is being born again every moment, not only as to interiors, but also as to exteriors, and this by amazing processes. It is these processes that for the most part constitute angelic wisdom, which is known to be ineffable, and to contain such things as ear has not heard, nor eye seen, neither have entered into the imagination of man. The internal sense of the word treats of things like these, and thus is adapted to angelic wisdom. And when it flows thence into the sense of the letter, it becomes adapted to human wisdom, and thereby in a hidden way affects those who desire from good to know truths from the word. Number 5203. Evil to the sight. This signifies that were not of faith, as is evident from the signification of beautiful to the sight, as being that were of faith. Hence in this passage, evil to the sight means that were not of faith. Number 5204. And thin in flesh. This signifies nor of charity, as is evident from the signification of fat in flesh, namely, that were of charity. Hence in this passage, thin in flesh denotes that were not of charity, for they are in the opposite. Number 5205, and stood by the kine upon the bank of the river. This signifies that they were in the boundaries where truths were, as is evident from the signification of standing by upon the bank of the river, namely, in the boundaries, that a river is a boundary, see above, and from the signification of kine, namely, truths of the natural. How falsities stood in the boundaries where truths were will appear from what follows, specifically when we come to explain what is signified in the internal sense by the 7 years of famine in the land of Egypt, predicted and signified by the 7 kine evil to the sight and thin in flesh, and also by the 7 ears of corn, thin and blasted with the east wind. Number 5206. And the kine evil to the sight and thin in flesh did eat up. This signifies that the falsities that were not of faith nor of charity expelled, as is evident from the signification of eating up, namely consuming, but here to expel, because until the truths in the natural have been vivified and consequently regenerated by the celestial of the spiritual, they are, as it were, expelled by falsities. And from the signification of kine evil to the sight, namely, that were not of faith, and from the signification of thin in flesh, namely, that were not of charity. Number 5207. The 7 kine, beautiful to the sight, and fat. This signifies the truths of the natural that were of faith and of charity, as is evident from the signification of kine, namely, truths of the natural, and from the signification of beautiful to the sight, namely, that were of faith, and from the signification of fat, namely, that were of charity. As regards the expulsion of truths from the natural by falsities in the boundaries, be it known that this takes place at the beginning in all regeneration. For the truths introduced into a man in the beginning are indeed in themselves truths, but they are not truths in him until good is joined to them. The good, when joined, causes the truths to be truths. Good is the essential, and truths are its forms. And therefore in the beginning falsities are near truths. That is to say, there are also falsities in the boundaries where truths are. But whenever good is conjoined with the truths, the falsities take to flight. This also actually takes place in the other life, where the sphere of falsity applies itself to truths according to the influx of good into the truths. When only a little good flows in, the sphere of falsity is near. When more good flows in, the sphere of falsity withdraws. And when good is entirely joined to truths, the sphere of falsity is entirely dispelled. When the sphere of falsity is near, as is the case in the beginning, as just said, then truths seem to be expelled. But they are laid by for a while in the interior, where they are filled with good, and thence are brought back in succession. This is what is meant by the 7 kine and the 7 ears of corn, and further on by the 7 years of great plenty, and the 7 years of famine. But one who knows nothing about regeneration, and nothing about man's internal state, cannot understand these things. Number 5208. And Pharaoh awoke. This signifies a state of enlightenment, as is evident from the signification of awaking, namely enlightenment, and from the representation of Pharaoh, namely the natural, see above. From this it is plain that Pharaoh's awaking represents a state of enlightenment in the natural. Enlightenment here means general enlightenment from the celestial of the spiritual, thus from within. The enlightenment that comes or flows from within is general in the lower part of the mind, but becomes successively less general and at last particular as truths from good are introduced into it, for every truth from good shines and also enlightens. This then is the reason why, as said just above, truths are expelled from the natural, which is done in order that the natural may be enlightened in a general manner from within, and that afterwards, in this general enlightenment or general light, truths may be restored there in their order, whereby the natural is enlightened in a particular manner. The correspondence between the spiritual and the natural in man, or between his internal and his external, is effected in this way. For truths are first assembled, next are apparently expelled, though not really so, for they are stored away, and then what is lower is enlightened in a general manner by what is higher, or what is exterior by what is interior. And in this light the truths are restored in their order, whereby all the truths there become images of their general truth, and correspond thereto. Moreover, in each and all of the things that take place in both the spiritual world and the natural, what is general comes first, and afterwards things less general and finally particulars are inserted therein in succession. Without such an insertion or adaptation, nothing at all would inhere. For whatever is not in some general thing and does not depend upon it is dissipated.